This program is brought to you by BibleWayMedia.org, overseen by the Ooligah Church of Christ in Ooligah, Oklahoma. You're listening to The Christian Gentleman with Roy Knight.
Hello, my name is Roy Knight for The Christian Gentleman. As we passed through Idaho into Wyoming on our trip this summer, we saw numerous windmills. Others would call them wind turbines. On the southern route across Texas several years ago, we saw them as far as the eye could see. I have read news reports and seen pictures of huge wind turbines that they are putting out in the ocean. Coupled with that, we saw hundreds of acres of solar panels. Since the wind will always blow and the sun will always shine, we call this type of energy renewable energy. It is there to help us to supplement the current power grid as well as hopefully bring down costs. We will see how this experiment works over time. Energy is not the only thing that needs to be renewed, though. Spiritually speaking, we need to be renewed ourselves. The Apostle Paul stated in Romans chapter 12 and verse 2, "And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." He told the Christians in Corinth, "Therefore, do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day." 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 16. To the Christians in Ephesus, Paul would go on to write, "Put off concerning your former conduct the old man that grows corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind." Ephesians chapter 4 and verses 22 and 23. Renewing of the mind, renewing of the inner man, and renewing of the spirit of your mind sounds great. After all, we'd all like to be renewed, right? But how is that done? Paul tells us the answer in Colossians chapter 3 and verse 10 by saying, "Put on the new man who is renewed in knowledge." I may add that this is the same pathway that we take to salvation. Peter said in 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 20, "For if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ." Renewal comes through the knowledge of God's Word. Today, as in the days of the prophet Amos, there is a famine in the land of God's Word. Not that we do not have God's Word. We have plenty of Bibles to go around. We can download dozens of translations on our smartphones as well as commentaries to help us to understand any part we do not understand. We really have no excuse in not knowing the Word of God. It is not as if the resources are not there. It's the fact that many are not taking the time to read and to study it. In so doing, we are drugged down by the cares and concerns of this world. In reference to the parable of the soils, Jesus said in Matthew chapter 13 and verse 22, "Now he who receives seed among the thorns is he who hears the word, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becomes unfruitful." That is what a lack of the Word of God in our lives will do. Yet when we are diligent in studying God's Word and careful to rightly divide it, it grows our faith and our trust in Him. I like what Peter said in Acts chapter 3 as he taught the people about Jesus. He said these words, "Repent therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, so that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord." What does that times of refreshing and renewal mean? Where does it come from? It comes from understanding God's Word. Peter spoke it, the people understood it, and thus in obeying it, they were refreshed and renewed. Without God's Word, everything gets old and stagnant, but with God's Word, we are built up and renewed in our minds. Instead of doom and gloom, we have joy. Instead of worry, the Christian has peace. Instead of discouragement, the Christian is given boldness. My friend, we all need to be renewed from time to time. How better than incorporating God's Word into our lives? That's all I have for right now. And what does the Lord require of you? But to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. May the Lord bless you as you seek to do His will, and I'll see you next time on The Christian Gentleman. If you would like to make a comment or to ask me a question about anything in which you hear, please send me an email at stgeorge, G-E-O-R-G-E, cofc@yahoo.com. That is stgeorge, cofc@yahoo.com. Thank you.
We thank you for tuning in today. We hope you enjoyed this program. You can find out more about Bible Way Media by visiting us at BibleWayMedia.org. You can also find us on several social media platforms now. We hope you enjoyed this program. We hope you will share with others. And as always, we thank you for listening.